had a way of being able to encourage people along and try to encourage people from getting down or what have you. That seemed to be a strong point for that brother. To me, that's an example of someone that's there for other Christians. Exhortation. Well, now in 2 Corinthians, I'd like to just read the first 7 verses. Note the word consolation or comfort for the word exhortation. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Achaia, grace be to you, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. Number of times those words are mentioned, consolation and comfort. You know, like in verse 4, mentioning how we can comfort those ourselves. We ourselves are comforted of God by others that are able to comfort. Isn't that something? One of the brethren said something, I guess it may have been in the prayer time, speaking about praying for Joey. Being in pain and what have you, and his physical torment here the last day or so. And, you know, it struck me someone who's recently been through pain could relate to that. Someone who's had his own operations could pray for another brother and think of the comfort that that brother needs because he's seen the need himself. So we see how the Lord does use us in our own prayers, our own concern for people, to comfort others. And the comfort that we need ultimately comes from God, as we read in those verses. So, exhortation, comfort, consolation. We see a man named Barnabas. Let's go back to Acts 11. And just wanted to touch a little bit on those three main things that I mentioned, that the hand of the Lord was with them. We see a man named Barnabas, a man of exhortation. And thirdly, we wanted to see that they were first called Christians in Antioch. So notice with me, let's just pick up, well, back at verse 22. And while we're still thinking a little bit about Barnabas, let's just tie it in with the remaining verses. We see this one, the exhorter. We see in verse 22, that he, when the word had come that there was a work being done in Antioch, we see that they sent Barnabas. They sent Barnabas, in verse 22, as far as Antioch. And, if you notice down, verse 23, it mentions who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all. So we see the very mention of him doing the very act of exhorting, exhortation. Exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. That is what we need to exhort others to do, to cleave unto the Lord. Listening, BBN today, I'm not sure if it was, I'm trying to think which program, it may have been the reading about, D.L. Moody. They had a little, you know, they have the daily novel reading for 15 minutes, and it may have been that one when, someone was making notes that their desire was to see people around them grow closer to the Lord. So here we see a man exhorting them. You know, you can see people grow closer to the Lord if you're evangelizing them, to see them first come into the family of God. Obviously, that's the way of drawing closer to the Lord. And then we see the teaching of the Word of God, to see people gaining the knowledge they need to serve God. But we also see the need to exhort them. that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. We may have been saved. We may have knowledge of God's Word and know what it says, but sometimes we need a little encouragement. We need a little bit of encouragement to cleave unto the Lord. A reminder, if you will. Well, anyway, so, verse 22, they send him toward Antioch. 23, he is exhorting. 24, it describes him. He was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. Remember the word full? We saw that a number of times when it was speaking in chapter 7 of Stephen. This man was full of the Holy Ghost. It spoke of him in chapter 6 when he was one of the first deacons mentioned. He was full of faith. You remember when we studied Stephen, that seemed to be one of the key things mentioned about him, that he had been, was considered full of the Holy Ghost. And therefore, when he was stoned, he was able to look up to heaven. Looking up steadfastly into heaven, he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. So we see a man full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. Well, it said of Barnabas that he is full, was full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, just as we see of Stephen. Well, not only as we move on through these verses do we see him as a man full, we see in verse 25 that he's a wise man. He departs, and what does he do? He goes to Tarsus to look for Saul. He knew this was a man, apparently he knew this was a man that God had his hand on. And he went to bring Saul with him to help in the work. As he was sent to Antioch, he finds Saul, takes him along with him again. In verse 26, when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. So we see Barnabas. That's an exhorter for you. He doesn't have to do all the work himself. There's someone else that's maybe a better teacher than I, or what have you. I'm going to grab that brother and we're going to do the work together. Didn't have to do it all himself. He went and brought Saul with him. And what do we see? The end of verse 26. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. We see they were exhorted. We see that they were taught. And obviously before that they had been evangelized. And now, and it's interesting, how do they get the name Christian? Reading one brother, and he was suggesting, I believe it might have been Mr. Campbell, was suggesting that the ones that come up with this name may have been ones that didn't mean it too politely. May have been people in their area just kind of snarling with it, you know, Christians. These people are following that Jesus Christ. The Lord knows who come up with the name, but we see here that they were first called Christians. And we take it as a name of endearment, don't we? That we are glad to be referred to as Christians. So we see the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Well, this brings not only identification, but also, I believe, it brings responsibility. When you're called, you're one of the first ones to be called something or referred to something or to be associated with something, doesn't that bring responsibility? We think of the scripture that tells us that we are ambassadors for Christ. We are representing our Lord. And there was a name. Some may say just a name. But yet, they were referred to as Christians. Identification with Christ, and yet the responsibility of, hey, we are referred to as followers of Christ. May we live up to it. And you know, whether looking back 1900 or so years in Antioch or today in Ramsur, if we're called Christians, we are to be ambassadors for Christ. Well, this is so interesting just to close out that what we see is the closing verses. These that were first called Christians, these that have been beneficiary of the teaching and the exhortation of Paul and Barnabas, we see they had opportunity to actually show forth what it means to be a Christian. We see a spontaneous reaction, if it will, in verse 27. So they find out about how there would be need in other places, and what do? They're willing to help the fellow Christian. And in these days, verse 27 says, came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch, and there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world. And that's, understand the word for habitated world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Verse 29, then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. So we see these partners in the faith once again are entrusted to take this relief onto the brethren that needed help, and we see that those at Antioch, was able to express their love and their desire to be called Christians, and they put it into shoe leather. They was able to help those in need. If time was permitting, we could look at other places where we see in 1 Corinthians 16, or Romans 15, we see others we see shown as ones willing to help the fellow believers. But let's just close in a word of prayer once again, and perhaps Barnabas can encourage us even today to, as he had said, that they might cleave unto the Lord. Lord Father, we come in your presence. We thank you again that we can be exhorted by your word and by the example of your people from years ago. And Lord, we just pray that perhaps among ourselves that there would be exhorters among us, that there would be ones that would be timely in coming alongside and being a comforter in time of sorrow, or in time of perhaps when perhaps one of us is just being stagnant in our Christian walk, that we might just need a little boost from a fellow brother. We just pray that you'd give us the heart of exhortation. We just thank you, Lord, for Barnabas and what we've seen in him. We thank you for the example of the early Christians and their desire to reach out far away and send relief to those in need. We just thank you again that we have been able to come out. We pray that you may be with us in whatever possible weather you may send our way. We pray that you'd be with one safety in traveling and work and what comes to pass in the next day or so. We just thank you again in that precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, thank you for being with us once again. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark BB. If you'd like to contact us with the Two Roads into Destiny's radio ministry, call us at 824-5525. Hope to have you with us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Have a good day.